old ones that you put in behind a wood stove. You remember that?
Right, I sure do. They were connected to
the
wood stove itself.
Right.
You couldn't use them in real cold weather because the pipe would freeze and they would explode.
Would
you
explode.
Could use them in cold weather, but then if you tried to use your stove in real freezing weather, that water couldn't circulate
would
and it
frozen?
Would explode.
Yeah.
And the water would be frozen in those pipes, you see, because there really wasn't any central heat in the house. And this water couldn't go through. It had to circulate through there. And that's where you got the heat from. But then when it was frozen, it couldn't circulate and it had to go somewhere and it would just explode.
Yes.
So you couldn't, you really couldn't use your stove in real severe. In other words, when you get down to 20, 22 degrees. Maybe you could up 32 on down, just a little bit of freezing. But if you really got down real cold, you couldn't use it at all.
What about the faucets? The faucets that you would use, would they freeze up and you couldn't turn them? The water?
Oh, sure. If you had any faucets, now
of course
at that time you didn't have faucets. Most time at that time, you just maybe had one at the sink, and most time you didn't have bathroom, molds, anything. You had just one sink and that'd be about all. And some didn't have it.
And we didn't have that, and the only heat we had were two fireplaces.
Well, did you put wood in? What did you put the wood on top of in the fireplace?
We used coal.
Coal?
Coal.
Oh.
For fire.
So you didn't have andirons?
We didn't have andirons.
They used coal, and to have coal, you had what we call a fire basket. You put it in there, and coal was real cheap at that time. It was probably like $3 or $4 a ton. I don't really know what it'd be now, but chances are, if you bought coal now, it's expensive. It'd probably be $50 or $60. So you're talking about at least.
They call it a
grate, a basket. We're talking about the same thing. What it was a cast iron structure that had more than hole, had slits in it about a half inch all the way around the bottom so that the sediments could fall on through. And it would burn. It would burn real red hot, and it would last a long time.
What'd you call that sediment underneath?
The ashes. That
the
was
ashes.
What it was.
What about, what was the soot?
The soot would go up the chimney. It would go up the chimney.
There was a very great danger at the time, too, of the soot collecting and then catching on fire. And back then, we all had wooden shingles.
All had wooden shingles, is right.
And the soot would catch on fire sometimes and come out and land on those wooden shingles.
On the roof?
Always a danger.
On the roof, that's right. Always on the roof, right. It was always a danger then.
Well, did you keep a broom by the side of the hearth?
Always.
Always had to have one.
Or either use the poker.
Or the poker,
yes. And we used the broom to brush down the soot.
Now, we used, in our home, we had wood. We didn't use coal. Because we had the woods close by, we would cut our own wood. We'd cut down the oak trees. Trees were plentiful then, trees are plentiful now. And you'd go out with an old cross-cut saw and put the axes, and you'd cut it down in about 2 to 2.5 foot length, you know. And you'd bring it in. We had a fireplace, and in each room we'd bring it in. We'd cut it up, and in the afternoon we'd bring it in just armloads of wood and put it in what we call a wood box. And but we had this in each and every room. That was the only heat that we had.
Did you keep the wood in coal in any kind of bucket?
We had it in a box right by the side, what we would call a wood box, but we always had a bucket to take up the ashes with. But we had a wood box that it was a scuttle, a bucket, right. It was a metal container, right.
We always have a scuttle.
Scuttle and a shovel. We used the same thing, take up the ashes with coal that we did with wood.
Right.
But we had the fireplaces in each and every room.
In every room?
In every room of the home.
Yeah, we did. We just had two.
We had it in every room. We had in our home, it was a six-room house with a porch all the way across the front, a porch all the way up